From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The G20 leaders agreed on measures, including $1 trillion in World Bank and IMF funding meant to help poor countries get through the recession, greater banking and market regulation, and sanctions on tax havens. Afterward, President Obama gave his view of the summit. Larry Miller reports from London.
President Obama described the summit as a turning point in the global economic recovery.
We have agreed on a series of unprecedented steps to restore growth and prevent a crisis like this from happening again.
Mr. Obama said the agreement matched U.S. priorities, that his core issues were met, that of increased global stimulus and greater market regulation.
Overall, I'm pleased with the product.
Yet the president said only time will tell if these initiatives help end the global slump. But he added that more action will most likely be needed. The G20 will meet again later this year. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama today promised what he termed a stern response if North Korea proceeds with a planned rocket launch. Senior U.S. officials say it appears the rocket is in the process of being fueled, which means a launch could be expected within a matter of days. North Korea has said it intends to use the long-range rocket to boost a satellite into space. However, other officials claim the launch of the Taepodong missile is actually a test of a possible weapons system, one with the potential of reaching as far as Alaska. U.S. officials have designated such a launch a provocative act. A bill that would, for the first time, give the government broad authority to regulate tobacco is moving ahead in Congress. The House today approved a bill that would put tobacco under the jurisdiction of the Food and Drug Administration. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Public health groups have been pushing the FDA tobacco bill for more than a decade. Daniel Smith is president of the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network.
This is now not a matter of if this is going to happen. This is a matter of when this is going to happen, and we are delighted about it.
The FDA would oversee the way cigarettes are made and sold. The agency could alter the ingredients in cigarettes, but could not ban tobacco or nicotine. The bill now goes to the Senate, where it's expected to face opposition from North Carolina Republican Richard Burr, who says the FDA is the wrong agency to regulate a dangerous product.
Why would we jeopardize the gold standard for drug approval, for medical device approval, and for food safety by dumping something on them that's foreign to their mission?
Burr favors a separate federal agency for tobacco. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Washington.
Some mixed economic news today. The government says the number of people filing for first-time jobless claims bumped up last week, rising to 669,000. However, the Commerce Department says orders for costly manufactured goods, those designed to last 3 years or more, rose 1.8% in February. Good day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 216 points to close at 7,977. The Nasdaq rose 51 points. This is NPR. Speaking at her confirmation hearing today, the Obama administration's choice to take the post of Health and Human Services Secretary said that everyone should have health coverage. However, nominee Kathleen Sebelius avoided endorsing the idea of making individuals legally responsible for seeing that they are insured. Sebelius said she agreed with the president that all Americans should have health coverage. Sebelius made her comments in response to questions from Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus. Currently, an estimated 48 million Americans are not covered by health insurance. Residents across the South are dealing with strong storms today, bringing heavy rain, hail, and possible tornadoes to an already waterlogged region. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, Andrew Yeager reports.
Parts of the Southeast have been deluged with a foot of rain or more in recent days, prompting scores of people to evacuate, with some seeking relief in Red Cross shelters. In South Alabama, gushing floodwaters ripped a hole in a road which swallowed two small trucks. No one was harmed in that incident. Officials there say repairing road damage from flooding so far could cost several hundred thousand dollars. The newest round of storms has emergency workers on call, particularly along the Gulf Coast. The added possibility of tornado outbreaks from eastern Texas across to South Carolina has residents watching the skies closely. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham, Alabama.
The number of consumers falling behind on their mortgages has been rising for some time now, but it appears more borrowers are also falling behind on their payments for consumer and home equity loans. American Bankers Association says fourth quarter delinquency rates for those types of loans rose to just under 3.25%. That's the highest level since the ABA began keeping track in the mid-70s. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.